Everlasting Father, we bless you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your Son whom you have given to us, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We thank you for the glory of our Lord Jesus in our midst. For he said to us, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Spirit of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for guiding us through the scriptures. Thank you for pouring forth more and more the river of your person upon us all, upon every household in this church, upon this whole ministry, upon everything pertaining to every one of us in this place, everything pertaining to every household in this church. Thank you for pouring forth your Spirit upon every one of us on the face of the earth who belong to you. Thank you for the outpouring of your glory like a river upon us all. Lord, we bless you as you guide us through the scriptures. Thank you that we drink more and more of the outpouring of your glory, the outpouring of your power, the outpouring of your life. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for abundant grace of life. Lord, we give all the glory that we are not living here the same way as we have come. Thank you for coming afresh and new, arising upon every one of us in this place, and upon every household, and upon everything pertaining to everyone, and your power overshadowing us, performing your will. Lord, we give all the glory that you are our help, and we receive you upon us anew. We carry you back to our homes, for you are our help, and thank you for helping us in everything. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please, let's open to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. We all know that God gave us his Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we know that the Son he gave us is the same glory as he. And not only that, he's filled with all of the word of God, because we know God only does his word always. No other word except his own words. And we also know that the person of the Son of God he gave to us is the word of God. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. And we know that he is the help in everything on the face of the earth. He is the helper of the helpless. He's been sent to help us from all the works of the devil. Every work of the devil, we have a help in Christ. And so, please, let's read 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. Please, let's go. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And so we see it there, that for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. So no matter the antics, no matter the troubles, no matter the works of the devil, Jesus destroys them. Jesus is the destroyer of the troubles that the enemy brings against us. We have to understand this truth. He is the destroyer of all the troubles of life, all the afflictions, all the sicknesses, the poverty, all what the enemy can throw at you. Jesus is the destroyer, and he demonstrated this. He destroyed the source of power when he went to hell. That's the reason why he went to hell, to pay the price for your sin and destroy the power of the devil. So he has destroyed the source of power. But remember the story of the fig tree. When we look at the story of the fig tree, we will understand exactly what is happening. Remember when Jesus, in his days, in the earthen vessel, he spake to the fig tree. He says, no one will eat fruit of you anymore. You will no longer produce fruit. And guess what happened? The fig tree immediately died. And the same words Jesus spake in hell to the devil on that day. And guess what happened? All the satanic power too died. But remember, the fig tree was still standing. The disciples looked at it as they went away. And then the next day, what happened? The fig tree was lying on the ground, and they saw that it was already dead. The moment Christ spoke to it, the roots died. And it's the same thing too. All the power of the enemy to cause trouble, to cause sickness, poverty, diseases, they're already dead on that day when Christ went to hell and was raised up. Fire was set up. That fire burned the root of evil. And yet the fig tree is still standing. And do you know that it was standing deceptively, deceiving even the disciples that, oh, he's still alive. And that is equivalent to the troubles of life we go through. The power of sources of affliction, sickness, diseases, poverty is dead. No more. But deceptively, the enemy is saying, oh, I still have power over you. I can still harm you. I can still trouble you. I can still do this. I can do and undo. But guess what? The next day, the disciples found the fig tree lying on the ground. So one day you will wake up, the Egypt you saw before is no more. So we have to understand, go and read the parable of the fig tree and realize that the troubles of your life, they are already gone. Only believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Believe in Jesus that all your troubles, they are no more. He has put paid to all the troubles of life. He has overcome. The day he spoke to that fig tree, equivalent to the day he went to hell and was raised up, I tell you, all the troubles of our lives were no more. Please, let's open to John chapter 16 and let's look at verse 33. So don't let the troubles of life be taking you all over the place. If you are going all over the place because of the troubles of life, then you have believed the deceptiveness of the fig tree still standing. But remember, the same disciples that saw the fig tree still standing when Christ spoke to it, the next day, the very same disciples found the fig tree lying on the ground. And they testified to Christ, who already knew. And they said, Master, Master, the fig tree you caused is dead, lying down on the ground. And what did he say? Have the God kind of faith. Have the God kind of faith that Christ has put to naught all the troubles of life. Please, let's read John chapter 16, verse 33. Please, let's go. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Please underline that. Be of good cheer. I have what? Overcome. All the troubles of life, Jesus had already overcome. He overcame for you and I. The moment he spoke to that fig tree, Just the same way, the moment he was raised up in hell, his power burned the root of evil. So the moment he spoke to the fig tree, it died. All the troubles of our lives died. They became things of what? Not. The day Christ was raised up in hell, all our troubles became not. We have to understand. What was standing was trunk. Something pretending to still be alive. But the root is gone. No more. And guess what? Between the time he spoke to the fig tree and the next morning, there's always a time interval, isn't it? At the appointed time of life of the Son of Man, when he comes in on the scene of our lives, all those pretenders, troublers, all the afflictions, pretending to still be something, you will see them no more. They are brought to naught. The Son of Man will arise upon you and manifest that victory. He will put to naught all the troubles of life. And so again, you see, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. You can see a great key. Peace in the troubles of life is found in Christ. And when we say peace, another word for it means what? Rest. It is possible for you to be in the ship of storms of life and still be at peace and still be at rest. Christ demonstrated that in the story of the stormy wind, where he was in the ship and was sleeping at the hull. He was asleep, and yet it was a very mighty storm. So in the troubles of life, he says you have peace. We see him demonstrating to us, only believe. All things are possible to them that what? Believe. The God kind of faith, believe that if Christ is at peace, I am at peace. He has given me peace, I have rest. Only believe that power to be at peace or rest is of Christ and received by faith. And so again, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. Look at that. That is the portion of a Christian, you know. Troubles in this life. But your portion goes with Christ had what? Overcome all the troubles of life. He says you have trouble, you have tribulations. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers him from them all. Who is that deliverer? Christ, the Son of God, given to us to destroy all the works of the devil, to put to naught all the works of the destroyer. And so again, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. We have to understand all the troubles of life, the afflictions of life, Christ had put them to naught. They have no power. They just fake, pretending to have power, trying to deceive you and I to take our eyes away from Christ. But look at what he says. He had already what? Overcame. He overcame. He overcame for you and I. And so in the scriptures we see Jesus puts troubles to naught. We have to understand these basic things. No matter the troubles we have, only Jesus puts them to naught. Only he will remove the troubles of life at his own appointed time. And so we have to keep looking to him. Please let's look at this series of scriptures so that we understand that Jesus puts troubles to naught. No matter what you and I were going through, at the appointed time of life, the Son of Man will come in on the scene of our lives to put them to naught. Only have faith, the God kind of faith. Only believe in Jesus, the power of Jesus, the name and the power of Jesus to put to naught all the troubles of life. Is it sickness? Is it lack in any form? Is it want? Is it affliction? Is it troubles, trials, tribulations? We have help in Christ. That is the help set for you and I upon Mount Zion to deliver us from all the troubles of life. That is the only person that will make all our days on the face of the earth to be days of heaven on earth. Look to Jesus. In him we live and move and have our being. Please let's start with Psalm 33. And let's look at verse 10. We will see it there that the Lord Jesus, is the same Lord of the Old Testament. He's the same Lord in the New. He's Lord. He's the one who puts to naught all the troubles of life. And so we have to keep looking into the scriptures to know him. It is what you know of Christ. Will you believe by faith? And then you expect and you hope in him. You trust and you hope in him. All of your life, all of my life, our hope is Jesus. Our help is Jesus. Please let's read Psalm 33, verse 10. Please let's go. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Please let's read it again. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. So no matter the weapon, no matter the device against you, no matter the trouble, the Lord brings them to naught. No matter the wrong counsel or the lying words, no matter the supposed cause, the Lord brings them what? To naught. He only has the power to bring things contrary to you and I, the afflictions of life. He has the power to bring them to naught. Many of the devices of the enemy against you and I, he may even use people, the Lord Jesus brings them to naught. Instead of fearing, go to Christ. Seek refuge in Christ. Seek help in Christ, and he will help you and I. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 43. Let's look at verses 15 to 21. You will see the promise there. Isaiah chapter 43. 15 to 21, you will see the promise there for you and I, people of God, that he will put to naught the old things, the antics of the devil, the works of the destroyer. He will bring them to naught and replace them with new things. He says, forget the troubles that you are going through. Remember, the root is already dead. So when something is dead, why will you focus on it? The fig tree is dead, isn't it? The moment Christ spake, he did not stay there by the fig tree, waiting for it to fall down. He continued on his journey, the journey of life. So you continue on the journey of life in Christ Jesus. No matter the troubles you come across or the troubles that come against you, look unto Jesus. Keep looking unto Jesus. Keep continuing with the journey of life in Christ Jesus. Don't wait there. Don't come there waiting for the fig tree to fall down. the fig tree is already dead. All the troubles of life, they are root source. They're already dead. Don't camp around the trouble. Move on. Remember, what did God tell Moses? Move on. Yes, there was the Red Sea in front. He said, break camp. Don't wait here. Just keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. And they got to the Red Sea and it parted. God will make way where there seemed to be no way. You keep moving. Moving on in Christ. Keep moving. When God says move, move. Don't camp around the trouble and start to examine it, discuss it, and everything. You are walking by sight. Remember, the just shall live by faith, and you walk by faith and not by sight. If you come there and you start to find out the head and tail of that fig tree, why did the Lord speak to it and he's still standing? I tell you, you have fallen for the tricks of the enemy because he's still pretending to stand. And so it means you believe that it is still standing and is not dead. But Christ walked away and the disciples, no matter what they thought, they followed him. I tell you, many of us, let's be honest, if we were there and we are just following him, we just think, has our master gone loco, or, you know, is there something wrong? But look, they followed. No matter their thoughts, they followed. And the next day, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. The following morning, they saw it lying on the ground. And that's how you will see your problem. Only have the God kind of faith. Your problems will be lying flat on the ground, no more, brought to nothing. And so we see in the scriptures the Lord making us all to understand that all the troubles of life in the physical will be brought to naught because they are already nothing in the realm of the spirit. He went to hell and made an open show of them. He disarmed them. All the power to cause trouble, they are no more. The power of death is no more. The power of sin is no more. There's nothing left. Only empty shell. Only a trunk of trees pretending to still be alive. It is deception, isn't it? You see, when we go through the troubles of life, the enemy is trying to convince us that he is still powerful. No! Haven't you heard? Once has he spoken, and twice have I heard, power belongs to God. And we have read it that the same God puts to naught all the counsel, all the lies, the Lord puts them to naught. All the things of the enemy, he destroys. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, to destroy all the works of the devil. Our Lord Jesus is more than enough to take care of the enemy. And he has already done that. He has already overcome. Please, let's read Isaiah chapter 43 from verse 15 to 21. Please, let's go. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me. the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we see a key. He said it in verse 17. All those things, they are what? Extinct. They are quenched as tow. No more. And so, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Those old things, they are the works of the devil, the works of the enemy, the troubles he brings. Remember them not, because they are no more. Even though that fig tree was standing, but it was dead. The moment Christ spoke, the root died immediately. And yet it was still pretending to stand, to be alive, till the next day when the disciples saw it lying down. And it's the same thing too. All the troubles of life, they'll be dancing in our lives, pretending to you and I that they can harm us, that they can do this. Oh yes, this is hopelessness, hopeless case. You can't do anything about it. But no, you have to remember the source of power, the root of the power to cause trouble, to cause affliction is gone. Dead in Christ. Destroyed, put to naught. And at his appointed time of life, just as the next morning the fig tree was lying down on the ground, at God's own appointed time of life, when the Son of Man will come in on the scene of our lives, we will see the trouble gone. When the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. You'll be dreaming. Did I really go through all that? Did all that happen? It will become a dream. But all things are possible to them that believe. Have the God kind of faith. You have to believe in Christ as God believes in Christ as the solution. Don't you understand? The person that sent his son to you and I believed in his son to solve the problem. If he did not think Christ can solve our problems, he won't send Christ. But because he believes absolutely that his son will solve every problem of you and I, he sent him. So we have to have that same belief, the God kind of faith. Believe absolutely as God believes in his son to solve every problem. And this is by the word of God. And so again, we see verse 19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? In other words, the will of God will spring forth to replace. As he puts to naught all the troubles of life, he will replace it with his will. And you and I will be dreaming. When the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Even the heathen will know that God has done great things for you. And you and I will be rejoicing because the Lord has put to naught all the troubles of life. Please let's open to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and we'll see the same promise. Jesus is the one that will help us in every problem of life. He is the one who will sort us out. The promise is there. Only look into the word of God and start to understand and believe the person of Christ so that you and your household can learn to trust in the Lord. You can learn to hope in Him. Teach your children who will teach their children. Generations yet unborn will learn to what? To hope in Him. Please let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's take it from verse 27 to 31 together. Please let's go. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised had God chosen. Yea, and those things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Amen, amen. Let's read verse 24 together. Please let's go. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. So also we see it there. Christ is sanctification, righteousness, the power of God. He is everything of God given to you and I. And He is to bring to naught things that are. All the troubles of life we are going through, Christ is to bring them to naught. Christ brings them to naught. He has power to bring them to naught. And so we have to keep looking unto Him to help us in all the situations of life. We have to keep looking to Him. Please let's open to Psalm 78 and we will see. We have to keep hoping in Him. Father of faith, Abraham hoped in Him. In all the troubles he went through, he hoped in Him. Remember, he had lack too. He hoped in Him. He waited, and the Lord sorted him out. But you have to keep looking to Him too. Psalm 78, please let's read it from verse 1 to 7. Please let's go. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which you have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. So we see a great key there. You have to read the Word of God from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. They are all telling us of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is our help, so that we set our hope in Him. He is God the Son. We have to read the Word of God so that we can set our hope on the Son of God. The Bible is also called the Gospel of Jesus. It is the good report of the Lord. It is the testimony of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So from the Bible, we know all what He does, what He can do. And we have to know so that we believe by faith, and by faith we also set our trust, our hope in Him, so that we can look to Him, living daily by hope that no matter what we go through, He will always sort us out. He will always bring the problems of life to naught and replace them with the will of God. The will of God, they are the new things. They are the good things. They are the things of God. And God performs his will according to his word. The word of God is the will of God. The will of God for you and I is to always have the help of Christ in every situation of life. God loves you and I. We are the apple of his eyes. He does not want us to be troubled. He does not want us to go through hardship, sickness, and so on, all the tribulations of life. He wants us that it be well with us all of our days on the face of the earth. And he gave us Christ. He gave us Christ so that we will enjoy his wellness, so that we will have help in all and every situations of life, so that we keep looking unto him to sort us out. I tell you, none of us can help ourselves. I can't help myself, so I cannot help you. But we have a help. All of us, we have a help in Christ. We are guaranteed of a help that will never fail. If I offer to help you, it will fail, because only God's help faileth not. Only God's help faileth not. Please, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 7. Sorry, 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. And we also see there that if we trust in Jesus, if we look unto him, it is very good for us. Please, let's take it from verse 5 to verse 8. Please, let's go. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river. And he shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Amen, amen. Look at that verse 5. When we don't trust in God, when we don't look to Christ, our heart departs from the Lord, and yet we don't know. When we don't look to Christ, our heart has departed from God. We have to understand these basic things. But look at verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Blessed. In other words, you are empowered even in the midst of the troubles of life because you trust in the Lord, because the Lord is your hope. And then verse 8 says, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat come. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. In other words, it is well with you. You are prospering always. You do not lack any good thing. Even when they say in the world, there is drought, there is economic collapse, no matter the bad news, your own portion, you are yielding fruit. It is well with you. Your God is supplying all your needs according to his riches in glory. He knows how to look after those who trust in him, those who hope in him. He will sort you and I from the troubles of life. He knows how to keep his own. And so again, we see a great key. Please also write Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 8, and Habakkuk chapter 2, from verse 2 to 4. We see it there. Christ comes in. He visits his own. He visits his own. He's mindful of you and I. He visits his own every day. He loves to take care of you and I every day. He puts to naught all the troubles of life and replaces them by his own will, replaces them with his own will, with the will of God. Because he says, "Beloved, I will above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." You are the beloved of God. All the troubles of life, they are not from Christ. He is to put them to naught. He puts all these things to naught. Our victory over the troubles of life is in Christ. Please, let's open to Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Our victory over the troubles of life is in Christ. Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." See a great key. Our triumphing over the troubles of life is in who? Christ. So we have to know the person of the glory of God given to us, called Jesus Christ. Now, the key is that God is a rewarder of them that what diligently seek him. Don't let go of your diligence. When we are looking into the word of God daily, and we come to church to hear the word of God, let us continue to do that diligently. You have to understand the diligence with the things of God, studying the word of God, even if it's one verse a day, and you come to church to hear the word of God, you pray at home daily, we all pray together as saints. We have to continue diligently in that. We have to understand the application of diligence to the Word of God. We have to continue diligently. Yes, he may tarry. Yes, the troubles may be going on for a while, but one day the vision shall surely come, isn't it? Another name for our Lord Jesus is the vision. He will definitely show up on the scenarios of our lives to put to naught the troubles of life. All you have to do is diligently keep looking into the Word of God. Keep praying. God will keep in perfect peace they whose mind are stayed on him, because they trust in him. If you are diligently looking into the word of God daily, it means you are what? Diligently staying your mind on God, for God and his word are one and the same. So the peace in that trouble comes from God. So he will give you peace because you are staying your mind on the word of himself. You will be at rest in the midst of the troubles of life because you keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. To keep looking into the Word of God daily and come to church to look together with the saints, the Word of God is looking unto Jesus because Jesus is the Word of God. It is also called staying your mind on God. For Jesus is God the Son. So peace in this life or rest for the soul is very important. When we are not at peace, we'll be running helter-skelter, doing things anyhow. In fact, fulfilling the lies of the devil. But when we keep looking together, the Word of God, I tell you, none of us can give peace to our soul. No man has the power to stay their mind on God or in the midst of the troubles of life to be at peace. It is the power of God, the strength of God that will strengthen our soul unto peace or unto rest in the midst of the trouble of life. Haven't you wondered how come Moses, Caleb, and Joshua were not troubled by the things the rest of the nation were troubled by? They were screaming, serpent in this place. They were screaming, hardship of the desert. But the three of them too were going through the same hardship. Caleb and Joshua, they went through the same hardship because their soul were at rest. Their souls were at rest. And this is the rest Jesus came to give to you and I. That in the midst of the troubles of life, no matter the situations, our souls will be at peace. We will receive the end of our faith, which is the salvation of our soul. Rest, rest. Our soul will be joyful, even in the midst of the troubles of life. Even when you have lost your job, you'll be joyful. Even in a situation where maybe somebody had just died, somebody dear to you, you will still be at peace in your heart and in your soul. This is the rest Christ came to give to us. He knew that the enemy will trouble you and I. He had already overcome, and he says, peace, my peace, the rest in the midst of the troubles of life. You will not be moved. You will not be moved in your soul. Look at how Job, he was still in his house when all his friends came to visit him. He was not running about helter-skelter. That is the peace of God. That is the peace of God. That is what God is talking about. In the midst of the troubles of life, yes, we will go through trials. We will go through afflictions. We will go through sicknesses. We will go through tribulations. But we'll be at peace. We'll be joyful. That's the evidence of the rest, the peace of God in our soul. Many will be looking at you and say, your case should not be a smiling case. Your case should not be a case where you are just still going to church. You are not doing anything. You are supposed to go here. Go. No, because God keeps in perfect peace they whose mind are stayed on Him because they trust in Him. So we have to understand in the midst of the troubles of life, Christ is our peace. Christ is our rest. Christ is our peace. Christ is our rest. No matter what we are going through, Christ is our peace. Christ is our rest. Christ is to help us in all the troubles of life. And at his own appointed time, he will bring those troubles to naught. But in the midst of the troubles of life, he has supplied himself as our rest and our peace. If that trouble is making you to run helter-skelter, you don't yet have the rest or the peace of Christ. So go back and keep looking into the Word of God. Start looking if you have not been looking. And all these things we have to understand, that to overcome the troubles of life, it is Christ. Even to be able to go through the troubles of life, it is Christ. Haven't you heard? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art what? With me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Speaking of when we're in the midst of the troubles of life, the Word of God and the Spirit of God together will sort us out from the Word and the Spirit of God. Remember, God and his Word are one and the same. We have rest for the soul. We have comfort. We have all that we need that will sustain us through that trouble. And then he will also come in and put to naught that trouble at his own appointed time of life and replace it with his will. We have to understand, none of us, we have no might against the troubles of life. We cannot bear up. We cannot stand up to any troubles of life. But we have Christ who supplies his strength. He will strengthen us with might by his Spirit in the what? Inner man. And that strength will flow to our soul. It will flow to every area of our lives. We may be going through things that, you know, people will say, he should be doing this, you know, seeking for help. But the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, the rest of God is what? Guiding our soul to wait patiently for him. For only he can sort us out. And where he has made provision, whom he wants to use to help too, he knows how to bring them in contact with you. And so, let's give him all the glory. We will continue with this next time. But before we move on, let's open to Galatians chapter 2 so that we understand that Jesus is our help. When the scripture says, the just shall live by faith, we have to understand it is living by Christ. Christ is the faith. And when the scripture says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, Jesus is the word of God and he's written down so that we will not doubt which word has proceeded from the mouth of God. We have it, the Bible. And so we see to live by faith is to live by Christ in everything. Even in the midst of the troubles of life, we must continue to live by faith or live by Christ. Even when there is no trouble, we must continue to live by faith or by Christ or by the Word of God. And remember, the Word of God is also called the Word of Faith. So really, to live by faith, to live by the Word of God, is to live by Jesus Christ. For he is faith, he is the Word of God. Please let's read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Please, let's go. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Please, let's read it again. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen, amen. And so we see living by faith of the Son of God, Jesus is faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, in the midst of the troubles of life, we are running the race of life. We still have to keep looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So the just shall live by faith, the just shall live by Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is written down for us to read and know him and believe and hope in him. So in all the troubles of life, and when there are no troubles of life, we live by Christ. How do we live by Christ? The word of Christ. The word of God is the word of Christ. To live by faith, the same word, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So in everything, it is Christ. It is Christ. And so let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. We thank God he gave us Christ to hope in. In this world, and we give him all the glory. We have made a choice to live by Christ, to trust in him, to depend on him, and we will always wait on him by his strength. In every situation, we know no matter how long, no matter how or what we are going through, Christ will always come through for us. Unfailingly, he never fails. Lord, we thank you for our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord of Lords, that through Christ we have overcome. We are overcomers in this world, for our Christ overcame. And we thank God that we belong to Christ. He has overcome for us, and we give him all the glory. We know in Christ that we are victorious. We can never be overcome by the problems of life, for we have Christ. Christ is on our side, and we give him all the glory. Lord, we thank you. Thank God for all your victory in Christ. Deliberately thank him. Lord Jesus, we thank you for our victory, the victory of our household, our spouses, our children. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In everything we set our hands to do, we are victorious in Christ. In every trouble of life, we are victorious in this life in Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph always through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for the victory, Lord, you have wrought for us in every situation of life. Lord, we bless you. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you and we give you all the glory. And we receive, Lord, the manifestation of your victory in every area of our lives. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.